Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Susie Vandervoorst
and Kim Brochard.
And you are with
Camp Spring Creek.
Camp Spring Creek. It has been a while. It's good to see you. What is Camp Spring Creek?
Well, Camp Spring Creek is a summer camp for children with dyslexia. And they come from all over the world to attend our camp for 4, 6, or 8 weeks. And then the rest of the year, we do teacher training all over, but most recently we've been training teachers right here in our local community.
Which is something that's just really great. Some folks might think, well, dyslexia, that doesn't affect everybody, but if your teachers know the methods, it's great for catching problems early, and that's when we want kids to be able to read.
That's true, and not all children are diagnosed as dyslexics, but we have many kids that are struggling to read. I got into this field because back in the 80s, 62% of our children nationwide were reading below a third grade level at the end of third grade. And now, 35 years later, we are at 64% of our third graders are not reading at proficiency. So that's not just our dyslexics. So the more we can help teachers implement strategies that will get all kids reading, writing, and spelling proficiently, the better it is.
So, Kim, what's your part in this juggernaut that's been going on? How many years, Susie?
This is our 17th
year. 17 years. That's really cool.
Well, tell me what you've been friends for a very long time. And so I just joined Susie this year, and we just completed a training for 18 teachers that are from Yancey and Mitchell County. And my role is going to be to support and help those teachers implement the training that they just received from Susie. So I go into the classroom. I might co-plan with a teacher. I might do a demonstration lesson for them. I'm hoping to come back and just be a part of their classrooms and to just support them in whatever way they need that support and to be responsive to their needs.
I think that's an important thing. You train the teachers, but to have that little extra support will be good. You know, to help out if you're getting a little bit of a bind on something, you have the help nearby.
Right. That's my goal, is to have a relationship and to be a part of their classrooms. Because so much of the time, teachers do training, and then you're supposed to just do it on your own and make it work. And we just want to help and support so that it becomes a part of their classroom and not one extra thing to do, but really a part of
just
their
part of the whole
practice.
Yeah. When you say you have been working with a number of teachers, what grades are we talking about? The whole spectrum?
We are talking the whole spectrum. The youngest I've been in so far is a first grade classroom. I don't know if we trained anybody younger than first grade.
And we have in the past. We've trained kindergarten, and we have one kindergarten teacher in Mitchell County that is trained. And now we're working primarily first, second, and third, and then a couple in the middle school and a couple in the high school.
Because Orton-Gillingham is an approach and not a program, it's not specific to a specific grade. It's just a way to teach children how to read. So no matter how old they are, they might have skills, they might have gaps, they might have places where we can help them and support them to make them better readers. So even high school children all the way down to kindergarten children, it doesn't really matter your age.
Yeah.
There's usually something we can all learn. I learned, I was in Susie's class and participated in the training. I'm 52 years old, and there were things I learned about the English language and why we spell words the way we do or why we pronounce them the way we do. Yeah. So there's so much to learn.
So now, Susie, there's lots of other things going on. There's some sort of a program maybe that involves volunteers helping with kids and stuff that you're involved in now?
In order to support our teachers, we also want to support them throughout the entire year. So we are offering a training to local people that want to go in and volunteer in classrooms. And so far we have 3 signed up that are going to take the training October 22nd through the 26th, and then again November 12th through the 17th. So they'll get a total of 70 hours of training, and then they'll get to put it to practice working with teachers who have already had the 35-hour class.
Are you available to take more folks if they're interested in?
We are. Right now we can take about 2 or 3 more, and then we're going to try and do another training later in the year. If this doesn't work for everybody, we can do one in, say, January or February as well.
It sounds like a lot of training, but in order to help really be a help, you need to have the training. Is there a need for the volunteers?
We have so many teachers now that are using this in their classroom, but many teachers don't have assistants. So they need more help in order to really differentiate. Yeah. We need to be able to have small groups where each group is getting what they need while the teacher's reinforcing it with the whole group. And they just don't have the manpower to do that. So Camp Spring Creek is invested in our community. Once they've done 150 hours of volunteer, then we'll actually pay them. So we're really invested in our community. Our summer camp is expensive, And not all our local community can afford our summer camp. So our other mission is to really do outreach and help the people in our community. And this is the way that we see is the best way to do it.
If folks are interested, if they like to volunteer, like to know more about the training, and the training, they could use it in their volunteering, but it's also something they could carry with them. They can use for other in other times.
That's
in other
true. They can even work with kids outside of school.
Right. So that would really be neat. If folks want more information about that side of it, what do they need to do?
They probably need to find us online, either campspringcreek.org. Email is info@campspringcreek.org or call us at 828-688-1000.
Thank you to our guests today, Susie Vandervoorst and Kim Brochart of Camp Spring Creek. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.